Blog Talk Radio.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, but it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you.
Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Hello, good evening, Rapture Centric Church. This is Hannah. I'd like to welcome Jesus Christ, our pastor, along with Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus and Holy Spirit, for guiding us in your church today and all the things you want us to talk about. Thank you for bringing us peace and love and endurance and patience. Thank you for showering us with your energy and your health, your perfect health and healing. We love you, Jesus. I love you, and I give you all of me, my Lord Jesus. And I know you give me all of you, along with the whole RCC Church. And we just lift up the whole RCC Church and their families, Lord Jesus, and just ask, I ask, Lord, to shower them with peace and with endurance, with happiness and love and patience and perfect health. I ask you to shower the RCC Church and their families with supernatural favor and blessings. And we know you are a provider. For you provide all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. And we can hardly wait for your appearing. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. So, yes, welcome to RCC Church. We're all about the return of Jesus. And we're just waiting and loving that he's coming to return and get his bride any time, any day. We are all hoping it was yesterday. We were all ready, or even today, and it still is today. We all are waiting patiently, but we know your timing is perfect, Lord, and we will still wait for you, because you have us in the palm of your hand, and we have you, Lord Jesus, in our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls. So as you know, I'd like to start off the church with Ephesians 6, putting on our full armor of God. So therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6, 13 through, I want to say 18, I believe. And let us do Psalm 91 as well. Just more protection. Everyone should say Psalm 91 every day. It's just extra added protection. It protects every area of your life. So he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Psalm 91. So let's welcome chat. Welcome, everyone, to chat. Welcome, guests, to chat. Love you, guests. Welcome, everyone actually listening online. Welcome to RCC Church. Welcome, Jason. Love you, Jason. Welcome, Nick. Love you, Nick. Welcome, Bill. Love you, Bill. Welcome, Michelle. I love you, Michelle. Welcome, Roman. Ya te bibubru, Romo. Welcome, Ria. Love you, Ria. And I have some brides waiting on the line as well. Let me welcome Keith. Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith. Keith, hello. Welcome, Keith. You're unmuted now. Hi, Alana. Welcome, Alana.
Hi, am I muted?
You're unmuted.
Oh, wow. I didn't actually mean to be here. I can't for some reason get into chat.
Oh, that's fine. But welcome. I love you. You can talk if you want to talk. I can leave you unmuted or I can mute you. It's up to you.
Well, I don't really have too much to add. I am just happy to be here. Blessing church and blessing chat room. I'm trying to get to you. I hope that everyone had a remarkable, truly majestic day And mwah, that's good.
Perfect. Well, mwah to you too. Kisses to you. Yeah, and happy Translation Day. Happy Walk with Enoch Day to you.
Oh,
home.
Hi, loves.
Hi, Mama Pat.
How are you?
Good. Love you, Mama Pat. I was just chatting with Alana.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, Alana.
Alana.
I can't stay on long because my son is here. I'll have to come back at 7:15, but the Lord had given me a message last night. I mean, if you want me to read just the message, it's not that long, and then I can read Alana
read it,
and everything
then,
later.
Yeah,
okay, because I got to go. He's here. Okay, this was last night at 10:17 p.m. He says, I love you all. I love all of you, my Patricia. Yes, you are as a garden of various flowers with an S, all giving me pure delight, all different with your own colors and fragrance. I water this special chosen garden with my tears of joy for your faithfulness to me, your unwavering trust. You are planted in my sacred heart, all of you. My blood nourishes you all, and the light of my glory is like a vivifying sun that gives life, so you grow only for my delight and glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For all eternity, I will walk through my special garden, my delight, my joy, taking in all the fragrance and beauty of my chosen ones. Oh, to be alive now. Only in your true home will you know how blessed you were to be born of this time. Hold on. I love you. Be diligent. Be faithful. I come. You're Jesus, your only love. So that's what he gave me last night. For your always eyes. Okay. Listen, I got to run, and I'll be on later, and I'll read. I hope I'll have time to read some of True Life in God and, of course, Lana. And I'll just talk to you later. Love you all. Love you, Chad, everybody.
I love you, Mama Pat.
Okay, sweetheart. And I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Okay. God bless.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Keith, are you there? If not, hi, Jerry. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, Tana.
I love you.
Hi, Keith. It's not. I love you, too,
yeah,
Tana.
Keith is silent, right? He's mute right now. I'm not. He's unmuted, but he's playing like he's a mute right now.
Well, Keith, we love you anyway, even if you're muted or not talking and unmuted, whatever you're doing.
Yes, not talking and unmuted.
And I want to say a special hello to everyone in chat because I can't get in either. So I don't know. No, the title that comes up, I sign in after the show started.
Thank you, Jerry. I think they're blocking you out of there. They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I've been banned.
Hey, Tana. Hey, everybody.
I love you.
Love you.
So you can't get
who's
in the chat
today?
Either? What title's coming up?
The title that comes up is Rapture-Centric in the Morning. And so there's no chat room open for Rapture-Centric in the Morning, even though it's on the Rapture-Centric 101 page. So I don't, yeah. I tried
Tana,
putting
you,
a date.
Tana, fine. Are Tana in there? Did you get into the chat room or no?
No, yeah, I have chat open. Yeah, chat. I'm in chat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, Roman. Roman just got muted. I didn't mute you, Roman. Let me unmute. It is out here.
How timely, Roman. Roman got muted right when we were talking about being muted. Way to go,
yeah.
Roman.
Roman, I'll try
that'll shut him up. That'll shut him up.
All right.
Jerry, how come,
what do I do?
How come Jerry can't get in the chaz? What's wrong?
Go, Roro.
No.
I did it. Yeah, so welcome, Stacy, to chat now. I love you, Stacy. And Alana, now you're in chat. Welcome, Alana, to chat. And... welcome, Roman. Oh, I said Roman. Welcome to chat. Oh, so Stacy's in chat, and Jason's in chat, and Nick Carey's in chat.
Love you, Nick.
Jerry.
Love you, Jason.
Oh, there we go.
Bill's in chat. Michelle's in chat. Jerry's now in chat, and Rhea's in chat.
Great video,
yes.
Michelle.
Oh, sorry. That's my echo. I'll get it.
You just got in, so your show's on the voice right now. So a lot of great stuff. I had a dream yesterday that I posted in Facebook chat, and I posted in chat last night, but I dreamt about brides getting married. I dreamt that I, along with a whole bunch of other people, were in this big, huge room, like an airport. I want to say it was like an airport hangar with cots, and we all had our wedding dresses, our wedding clothing with us. And we're all going somewhere to get married. I want to say like an island. We were being transported someplace else to get married. I want to say it was like an island, but that's just in my spirit knowing. But it was, who knows where it was. It could have not been an island. But anyway, I was asking, it was like a three-day event or some three days we were there or something was going to happen, 3 days. So I asked one of the other people there, one of the other women there, I said, so when are we getting married? And she said today at 2, I can't remember, so she said 2 or 2.30. And I want to say it was p.m. and not a.m., but, and so then I was just like, wow, you know, I better go get my wedding dress. And I was kind of like nervous yet excited because, like, I've never met this man. And, you know, in my past history, I've kissed a lot of toads and not the prince. So they haven't turned into princes, or the one I'm supposed to be with anyway. So I'm like, oh, well, I hope I make the right choice this time. I hope, you know, I hope this is the man finally that I'm supposed to be with. So it's pretty funny. But, yeah, so I'm like, oh, I ran and got to get my wedding dress. And it was, mine was in a bag, like someone was wearing hers, but mine was in a bag, like all pressed and clean and ready to go. So we were heading to get married that day. That was pretty cool.
That's so cool, Tana. Did you feel the urgency or something of it, or what was the deal with that?
I felt the excitement, and I knew it was going to happen. Like, I was thinking,
wow.
You know, I felt like we were there for 3 days, and then we were going to get married, but it turns out the girl was saying it was today. The actual wedding was today. So I felt
wow,
you know.
How exciting.
Hey, I'll better
go
get my dress. You know, I had it with me. I just had to go get it, like, off my cot to go take to the boat.
So you had it with you means you were prepared for the rapture. That's, like, that's what that means. You know, we've got the gowns on. We're ready. You know, we're ready to go. So that
yeah,
means.
My gown
in
was
fact,
all pressed and clean, ready to go.
See, your garment was white, right? Your garment was white, so it was all ready
to
go.
Yeah, definitely was white. Yep, it was definitely... Yeah, I had it in a bag. It was white, pressed and clean, ready to go, and I was bringing it with me to go on the boat to go get married.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, see, you have to get on the boat because we're going to be having to leave. The boat is to travel. We're getting ready to depart, leave, boat, whatever, rapture train, whatever it is, to go. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you knew it was today, right? You knew it was like, and you had your friends along, right? Me and Jerry,
oh, yeah,
and I don't think.
Just, yeah, and actually,
did you see Roman in the crowd there, or was he not in there? Did
who?
You see anybody? Who was in there? Who was in the crowd? Did you tell everybody who was in there? I hope I was in there.
I didn't recognize. There was some guy from Universal that came up to me, or actually, I saw him going under my cot to take my backpack. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Hey, I see you taking my backpack, and I was just chatting with him. I'm like, that's cool. I said, I don't need it right now. You can borrow it. That's fine.
Funny.
And it's like, you know, I'll just get it back later. I'll need it, like, because after, like, for the honeymoon or, like, after we get married, then I'll, you know, I don't. So that was weird. That was, like, the random that just appeared in my dream. And then there was another girl that, like, she and I got the feeling she and I were marrying the same guy. And she was in a garment. She was already
Jesus,
in a wedding dress, but I wasn't in mine. But for some reason.
Did you know
then
the girl?
Huh?
You know the girl or not?
No, I didn't, but I want to say she was, like, Indian or, you know, she was, wasn't necessarily from America, or maybe she was, but she wasn't, like, she wasn't but white Caucasian,
right.
Like,
represents all races going into the rapture, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
sense.
All, yeah, so she was, I want to say Indian, something, but anyway, she was in a wedding dress already, and I only had one wedding dress. And she was in one already, and then a lot of people were showering.
Okay, so she was already ready. That means the bride's already ready and prepared, ready to go.
But then she went to shower and then changed into another wedding dress. But this wedding dress was kind of weird in that the second wedding dress she changed into was kind of cut across her chest, and you could kind of see some parts that you weren't necessarily supposed to see of. And I'm like, I wonder if she knows that that's not appropriate where?
Okay, well, that represents that some people think they're going to be part of the bride, some of the lukewarm Christians, and their garments aren't prepared in a tasteful manner. They're not ready.
So, yeah, so that happened, because I never saw her again, and then I talked to another woman. And after I saw her change into another dress after she showered, the dress was kind of inappropriate. But I'm like, well, maybe that's what they wear in their country. Or maybe she doesn't know that part of her such and such is showing.
Some aren't ready. Some aren't ready, even though they think they are. They're not. You know, it's a little lukewarm out there. Not ready.
Yeah, and so then after that, I talked to the girl who said, so when are we getting married? And she's like, today, now. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, so excited but yet nervous, because I was like, oh, no, you know, I've never met this man. I hope the marriage works out and all that fun stuff.
Wow.
That's
so cool. That's it. Oh, Jesus. That's, wow, I'm so excited you got that dream. Oh, man, how exciting. That's so exciting. That means we're going soon. Praise God.
Yeah, it was a cool dream because, you know, yesterday was the anticipation of us leaving yesterday, and I had that dream in the morning saying 2:30, which a lot of people had gotten at 2 p.m. Some people got 2 in the morning. People got 2 in the morning, but 3, 11:58, midnight. So, yeah, I thought that was very cool because it happened in the morning. I woke up, and then I fell back asleep, and this dream happened, like, at 7:30 in the morning. So
that 2:30 that I get about the dream meaning means, I mean, it could mean a lot of things, but one of the things that I can see with what it, God tell me what it means, is that the time is set in stone now. It's already set. It's already planned. It's already ready. It's set now. The clock is set, and it's ticking and ready to go.
Awesome.
Yeah. So exciting dream. That's so happy. It's been a while since you had a rapture dream. It's been 100 years since I've had one. I'm so glad you got one. I'm into that. It's so exciting.
Yes. Rosemary in chat says Jesus showed her years ago that his little ones would go with him on a cruise ship.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's,
and then
cool.
She was saying, yeah, I've never met Jesus in person, but I'm marrying him. Yes, I know the Lord, but I've never actually seen him in person. And so, yes, the anticipation of, like, getting married and, you know, I know that, you know, Jesus is the perfect man. It's, you know, that's going to be
perfect.
That's
why that Bible verse says, blessed are you who have never seen me, or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
And have faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. Having faith that this is the one, and that he is the one. Stacy wants me to read her dream she had. She had a dream that she was talking to someone about the star and how it's lined up, like when Paul is shipwrecked, and that the stars are the same now. So basically saying the stars are the same as when Paul had his shipwreck. I was also looking for people who were lost in different homes. I saw many things, but when I found the last person, my coworker, Christina, the minute she came to the door and I saw her, she says, I went into labor and I was giving birth. She felt the groaning. My husband, she was groaning, so she was feeling this groaning and this pain, I guess. My husband, when I woke up, asked me if I was okay because he felt her stomach, and her stomach was going up and down. I told him I was giving birth. He was profound. I could still feel myself giving birth. She says, the last person was found that needs to come in. So that was Stacy's dream. So she actually
before the tribulation, right?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Karen.
Didn't she have a dream where who had a dream where there were like three more people? And
that's a good one.
And later I think they thought that two had been found or something like that. Was that Stacy? I think.
I am not sure. Stacy, was that you that had the dream of, like, three people and two of them had been found? Or is anyone in chat? Was that, Stacy does feel she was giving birth to the tribulation.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. She said that wasn't her.
Okay. I would just remember that dream. I don't remember where that came from. It was a while ago, several weeks ago. But do you remember that? Does it come from
I remember
there?
Vaguely, but I'm trying to, I don't think we got enough of it. That's why I'm glad you're asking about it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
Jerry, so do you want to tell the word that you got from the Lord? Because yesterday was our time again. We took our 2 hours with the Lord to just praise him, worship him, revel in him. And I know he revealed some things to some people. I know Michelle got a word, and
cool.
I believe you got a word, Jerry, and Rhea got a word.
Yep.
And
cool.
If anyone in chat, if you got words, in chat, if you got words, I'll read it for everyone. If you got them, and just rewrite them out, because I know Rosemary, you may have gotten something. Go ahead.
I did get this word. I put it in chat last night, and I couldn't get to the show because I didn't get home till probably an hour after the show was over, or close to that. And so I was scrambling around, and on the way home, I was like, you know, well, Lord, are you going to give me a word? And he said, yeah, but wait till you get home. I'll give it to you. So that's what happened. Anyway, so I'll read it here. I love you all very much. My rapture-centric church family is special as a unique creation by me. I love everyone in and out of the church with immeasurable passion. Let no man come between you and my word and you and my spirit. But this body is able to give me joy like no other. It is not a credit to yourselves, as you know. It is due to your embracing my spirit and my words to you on a daily basis, whenever you hear my voice. As you say, I love you to me, I find thanks in you. Rejoice as when you say, blessed be your name, I am indeed blessed. Now I say, blessed be you, and you will see my blessings. And that's it.
Wow, beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
Kind of the vision I got was I could see, like, from God's point of view, I could see down, and he showed me, like, down to the earth, and then he would show, like, whoever is saying, you know, talking to him, praying to him or whatever, and how, you know, we're just like God, we're just little nothings, you know, we're just a little human being, and he's looking down and he sees everything about us. He sees it all. He knows who we are, what we're thinking, what we're going to say, what we said, or you know, and how much us compared to him, we're nothing, you know. He's the God Almighty that goes on forever and ever, but yet he's looking down and having it, spending his time to look down at this little soul down there and interested in every little thing that they're doing, their little prayer. It was so genuine and so sweet, and so I just could feel his power of how great he was versus how great we are not, but how much he is spending time with us. That's the vision that he showed me in that. That was really cool.
That's interesting. Because the theme is partly like in that word I just read, but the theme that I sort of got yesterday and today was it. So much of it is about expressing love for him and embracing him in a relational way. And that's something that he gets really good value, you know, that he feels and has thanks for. And so what you said there is just really parallel to that, I think.
Yeah, and it's a good way to, like, with that vision and what you've got there, it's basically he's saying, you know, if you want my attention, give me some of your attention, you know, and you can, like, God Almighty, we have power over God Almighty. That's what he's saying. We have power over God. How do we have power? Well, worship and praise, and you'll get his attention real fast. He'll bring his presence down, his angels, him down, everything else. We've got power over God Almighty. If we want God Almighty to give us attention, do a little praise and worship. Mm-hmm. We can have him all around us and be just smothered in him all the time. And that's what he wants. What's so cool about the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and he led me to a scripture today, and it turned out to, well, actually a couple, but it turned out to be in Luke 19, and it was about the parable he gave the disciples before he sent them for the donkey colt to ride into Jerusalem. And it's about, in this version, it's the parable of the minas rather than the talents. But it's interesting because there's actually, there's the story about the parable. Is this a good time if I just read a few verses here?
Let me welcome 580. I don't know if they have to go. Hi, 580.
Hi, this is Michelle.
What I thought. Hi, how are you? I wanted to let you on and let you read your word just in case you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got this word yesterday during our quiet time, and so I'll go ahead and read it.
Love you, by the way.
My beloved, you are here. You have finally made it to the finish line. Hooray. The race is over now. You will receive your crown shortly now. I am proud of you, my beloved bride. You make me happy. I can't wait to marry you. You are leaving tonight. I am going to whisk you away, my loved one. You are my true delight. You make my heart flutter, my love. As any groom delights in his bride, so I delight in you. My love knows no bounds. It is limitless. Your chariot awaits you, my bride. Come away with me now into eternal ecstasy and bliss. I delight in making you happy, my love. The only thing left is for me to snatch you away. Nothing else needs to be done. What I ask of you now is that you rest in me because I am coming now. Love, your groom, Jesus.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And the weirdest thing is that I haven't been able to upload videos to YouTube in the past, like, few weeks. It's been giving me this message saying, you are not allowed to upload this video. And so that was going on. And so I got this word, and then Judy was in chat, and she's like, I feel the Lord wants me to get these words out on YouTube now. And she mentioned something about me making a video, and I said, well, I haven't been able to make videos, but I was like, well, I'll try again. And so I said, Lord, if it's your will for me to get this out on video, then let it be done. But so I clicked the button, and it actually let me make the video. So I was like, wow.
Wow, awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. That was such a great video. That's what I was saying earlier. That was awesome. Awesome message.
Yeah. Very cool. Anything you've gotten today from him?
No, not really. Just really surprised to still be here. Because
yeah.
I thought for
Amen.
Sure we were leaving yesterday.
Yeah,
Amen.
Too.
Yep, I taped my note on the mirror, and I, you know, got my earthquake kit ready for the LBs, and, you know, everything was
wow.
ready for us to go. Here we are. That's right. It's still ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly.
You got that earthquake kit, Tana? You got the earthquake kit for what?
For the LBs? I know the Lord had me buy life jackets, so I have life jackets. So I have a feeling this kid is going to be floating in the water for someone who, because California is going to be, you know, nothing. So I have a feeling this is going to be floating in the water, and there's going to be someone that's struggling that is going to come upon this kit with the life jackets, and that's how the Lord is going to save them until someone else saves them.
Yeah.
Until he saves them. So I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, the earthquake kit is not for me.
Okay.
Not for me at all. So.
Yeah, that's why we moved to Vegas. We didn't want to be floating out in the water.
Well, you wouldn't be anyway, but I would pray you wouldn't be anyway.
No, we wanted to go out just, you know, comfortable, go up and not have to swim a little bit before we get up in the air.
Yeah, well, I pray that you don't have to go, you won't have to go through that anyway. I pray you'll be translated with us and not be part of the capture bride that might have to experience a little tiny bit, but yeah, so that's why I have my stuff is all ready. I was going to say, and Rosemary wrote, I asked Jesus the past few days if he wanted to tell me something, but received nothing.
I should be upset or something, but I am not. I feel peaceful. Pictured a white blank space of nothingness. Later I realized it was just before takeoff on a plane when all is still, but earlier people were chattering, pushing luggage in the overhead bins, etc. I believe Jesus just wants me to be in a calm sort of nothingness, yet ready to go. Cool. And Roman gave me a word from the bride, for the bride, not from the bride, from Jesus, from God, actually. Satan's power is an illusion and fake. He has no real power and cannot lay one hair on you or my bride. You must keep dying to this world, for you are no longer in this world. A man cannot be here and there at the same time. He will have to split himself in half. But I want a whole bride, not half a one. Take your other half out of this world, and please give this message to my bride. That's from God, he said. He wants me to give this message to the bride.
Yeah.
Oh. That reminds me of the girl in my dream. She was missing half of her dress. Maybe she was giving only half to him.
Yeah, maybe she the other half had to be made yet.
Half is in the world still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, welcome, Rosemary, to chat, by the way. Love you, Rosemary. I didn't welcome you to chat. And welcome, Chris, to chat. Love you.
Love you, Chris.
So cool. Do you want to do your couple verse now, or do you want me to play a song first?
Why don't we just song? Well, you want me to do the news, or you want to do a song? Why don't we do the news, and then you can do a song.
But Jerry, what were you saying?
No, I'm fine. I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to do the news?
Well, let me do a song first, because we've been
chatting
a lot.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this one. I love this. Living on a Prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We're living on prayers, waiting for you.
Good song.
Love you, Jesus. We are living on prayers, waiting for you to come take us home. We love you, Jesus. We have crossed the finish line. We are just waiting for you to take us home. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. As long as we are in your hands, Lord Jesus, we are safe. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. All right, Jerry, do you want to read your stuff, that you, the two things you got from the Lord's word?
Sure. Well, you know, I just... I can explain about sort of my deistry a little bit better later. But this is, he just led me to this, and I think there's a couple lessons out of it. And if you think about it, this is not, sorry, I have to kind of preface it. This is not directed at anybody. But if you listen to it, you know, see how it speaks to you, because he brought me to this scripture. Anyway, it's Luke 19:11. This is just before they go and get the colt for him to ride into Jerusalem, and it's just after in Luke he has visited with Zacchaeus. And in Luke 19:10, it's the sort of the end of that portion, and it says, "For the Son of Man," this is Jesus speaking, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Then it goes in 19:11. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then return." So I will inject here, think about Jesus coming to earth. "So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.'" So he's asking his servants to go to work. "But his subjects hated him and sent," his subjects, not his servants, "hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it." So he didn't go to them. He had them brought to him. "The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied, 'because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'Take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow.'" So I'll just stop right there. But one of the things I saw, of course, it's not literally, well, from our perspective, it's not about cities and minas, but it's the way the servant who didn't use what he was given to use for the work of the kingdom also had a very negative outlook on the character of the king. And the king used his perception of the king's character to have judgment on him. And so it really struck me that how we're so in the opposite. He'd been showing me for a day and a half, you know, that this love that we embrace is really, it's very central to our relationship with him, and he gets a lot out of it. I want to add the next verse is, "But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them," and this is different than the servants, "'bring them here and kill them in front of me.'" So this is like a microcosm of the people that oppose Christ at his return versus the people who serve him or recognize him as king. But some of those who recognize him as king don't invest, the other words, talents. It doesn't invest, they don't invest what they have from him to get more. And, of course, that's more for the kingdom. So, but it was really interesting to me here because I was thinking, like just what Keith mentioned, and, you know, our love for him is really important in our relationship. And this is a servant who didn't understand or had a negative outlook on the character of his king. And because of that, he was judged harshly. But it was actually his own assessment of the king that was used to judge him, not the king's personal perspective. And this is a little bit like when Jesus condemned the Pharisees. He said, you know, it's not because you don't do right that you're guilty. It's because you think you are doing right, or you say you know what right is, that you're guilty. So this is a very similar thing where he says, you know, because you think I'm a mean guy, I'll treat you like a mean person, you know, like a mean guy. So our relationship is the opposite of that. And so all he wants us to do is take what he's given us and use it for the benefit of his kingdom. I don't know. He led me to this, and it seemed to be appropriate. But it's all about our relationship with him. And if we have a positive relationship with him and a positive outlook on him that is genuine, not one we're trying to take advantage of, then, you know, he is predisposed to looking on us kindly and with favor. If we see him as kindly and with favor and love, then, you know, that's more than likely how he's going to judge us, as long as we're sincere about it. So embrace the love, embrace all of the great characteristics of our Abba Daddy, and trust him in what he's doing.
Amen. Amen. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. That's all we can do is trust him, because his timing is perfect. He knows the big picture. He knows everything
right.
That's going on, even with all
of
us. That's all we can do is trust him. And we're in his hands, and we're at his mercy. So thank you, Jesus. Keith, are you still there? You want to do your news now? It's news time with Keith.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's news time with Keith Costanza.
Okay. Let me get the news going. Okay. Yeah, let me go to the Facebook. Okay.
And here's Judy. Hi, Judy. Love you.
Hello.
Judy.
Love you, Judy.
Hi, Keith. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Tom. God bless everybody. I was wondering, Tom, if I could just read this word that someone emailed to me, because I might have to get off the phone. I'm just off and on here with the kids.
Okay, yeah, Keith is gathering in the news anyway, so you can be the filler for a commercial break for Keith's news story.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so I got an email from a friend named Scott, who's rapture-centric. He's part of our family. He just doesn't get in the chat room, but he's, I don't know, you guys could see his comments on your videos. He's a really cool guy. Anyway, so he emailed me a really cool God experience he had, and I was going to share that, and I've been meaning to share it, but I hadn't been hosting, and then I just forgot. Okay, so I'm looking up the email now. Where the heck is it? It was here. Oh, it's in my inbox. That's why. Never mind. All right. God really spoke to him through these two cats. And he's had a history with cats in his life, I guess, where he hasn't been so nice to cats. And so this is why this meant a lot to him, because it was like the Lord was forgiving him and speaking to him at the same time for his dealings with animals, which I just thought was the coolest kind of out-of-the-box God story. And he was really excited to share it. So he goes, are you guys ready to hear it?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, Judy. I thought I would go ahead and pass this on to the RCC now. On June 6th, it was 110 degrees here. I looked out on my patio door and saw two starving cats, one solid jet black and one white with some gray color, were huddled together. Looking at them, I did not really know their condition. I just thought that they needed some water. But as it turned out, these were two hardcore bird hunters down on their luck who must have had very little to eat for a week or more. I ran to the supermarket and got some cat food and started feeding them two times a day. By June 13th, they each had gained at least 4 pounds. My patio, I'm just laughing because my cats are getting so big. My patio wall is 7 inches high, or I'm sorry, 7 feet high. Although I'm home all the time with the TV on, I had to question how these cats chose my patio. There are about 4 people with dogs here out of the 30 units, but these cats chose my patio not knowing whether or not I would feed them. Now they have completely taken over my patio and will still not let me get near them. I really believe that this is a sign from God, as my history with cats is an abomination. Okay, he forgives you. I'm sure those cats are healed by God's love now. God is giving me a chance to redeem myself for my past sins with these gentle creatures. For me, I really believe that the rapture is even closer now than ever. Maybe when I've taken care of the cats enough to make amends, we will fly. God is great. All praise and glory to his son, Jesus. Thank you, Scott, for sharing that personal. I love personal stories. I love it when people tell you about their life and how it's working, because, you know, it just means a lot to me. And were you guys blessed by that?
Yeah, that's awesome. And Rosemary says, the rapture kitty is showing up on the patio.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you, Scott, if you're listening. We really appreciate that. I love it. Personal stories are, like, they're just cool. But so are Bible stories in every area of the story. But, you know, for him it meant a lot that God was giving him that second chance. And I just think that's highly cool. And, I know in Chronicles it talks about God blesses people who are kind to their animals. Be kind to your animals. And, you know, he loves our pets. I mean, he told me he was going to rescue us like he rescued Bubby's. And Bubby really was rescued. He used us to rescue the kitty. But God, you know, it was only God that spared his life 3 times when he, you know, was dying. And I probably have to get off now, but I'm going to be listening. And I love you guys. And I want to say that God, when I woke up this morning, I know we had a high rapture watch day yesterday with all the dates. And when I woke up this morning, I was surprisingly buzzing. Okay. Again, it was just he had me buzzing, and I had to get my son off. We went to the pool, and then he went over to a friend's house. So I had 5 hours to myself, which is really rare with like no kids around or anything. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to clean the house and just spend time with God, and I just, you know, love it. And I had no idea that he had so much on his mind. And I made 4 videos, and from the minute I started cleaning, he talked to me nonstop about this nation and what's about to transpire, and I made videos, one video after another, and I'm just really excited, you guys. We are going home, and, you know, we're watching the American dream die. It's been dead for a while, but we're really watching it with the opening of the gates and the lawlessness and what the Antichrist is allowing. I won't even call him Obama. It's the Antichrist. And, you know, be excited, because we will not be here for the lawless one. God will be taking us, but we're seeing the little, the beginning of it, and that's part of God's judgment. And he told me this morning, and you can just watch the vids, I won't go on and on, because they're pretty good. I'm telling you, it's raw material straight from God to me. One particular word he gave me, he said, I was cleaning the toilet of all things. Roman will like this. Cleaning a poo-poo toilet, Roman. And, He literally said, like, out loud, so loud, when I was cleaning the toilet, he said, illegal aliens are not destroying this nation. I am. Like, serious. Like, I am. And I went, oh, yes, of course, God, you know, we're getting what we deserve. You're allowing the enemy to do this. He goes, no, I am. I was like, wow. And then he began to tell me what he told me a while back. My judgments, they are just and they are right. They are just and they are right. And he's not playing around, guys. He is tired of what's going on, and we're leaving today, so be excited. And get excited about any dates he gives you as well. I know Keith has some cool dates that God, or one date that God gave him. in addition to today, I know, because Keith thinks it can happen any time. But I love you guys, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the show. And thanks, Jerry, for sharing. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
I have to listen in the archives to what I missed.
Okay, I love you, Judy.
Okay. Thanks, Judy.
Yeah, you guys, everybody, keep the show, keep church going, because Tana's tired. She actually told me, I called Tana today because God told me she's tired. Call her. And so I call her. I said, are you too tired? I'm like, are you too tired to do the show? Do we need someone else too, or is everything okay? And she's like, no, God was right. I'm really tired. I am. So she's like, as long as people call in, I'll be fine to do the show, but I'm tired.
That's funny. God is looking out for me because I was tired. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I have to get to the show. And then Judy called. Tana, God says you're tired. And he wanted to know if you still want to do the show. I'm like, wow, you're good. God looking out for me. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God.
I know, but it's nice to hear your voice. And so thanks for doing it because it's just nice to have a variety of people and bouncers in God's church. He's cool. And Michelle wants to know what date Keith got. And it's a date that's it's a few months off, but go ahead, Keith, tell him.
The date that I got, I think I've already talked about a little bit with RCC, was in fact the Lord was showing me that between now and Feast of Trumpets at the very latest, because there's like, I saw this video as well, there's like 21 things that are supposed to be happening after the first red blood moon, earthquakes, volcanoes, disasters, all this. This woman got this prophecy about all these things, and it's kind of surprising. It's like, yeah, you know, that's what we're surprising, that it's not happened yet, because this is what stuff that should have happened already, you know. But remember 2 years ago, 2011, God told me, gave me visions about the Feast of Trumpets and showed me, like the Holy Spirit just started telling me all this stuff about that verse about how, at the last trump, we're going to be raptured, basically. And the last trump is, in the Feast of Trumpets, they blow the 99 trumpets, and the last one is known as, I forget the name of it, I know what it's called, but I can't pronounce it, but it's known as the last trump. So a lot of post-tribbers think that last trump refers to the last trumpet, as in the seven trumpets. But no, the last trump is known, as in the Feast of Trumpets, about that last trump that they blow, the Hegelos. So basically, and then 2012, I had that vision. Tana was at our house. We saw 1,000 angels. They were ready to be taken up. And then I went to heaven for 8 hours in a dream, and my brother did as well. We saw fact that the angel was going to blow the trumpet and Jesus was standing there and he held it back. And then the next day he told me it was delayed. Then last year he told me, he did not tell me it wasn't delayed because he did not delay it. He said, I did not tell you it wasn't delayed because I didn't delay it. So it's not been delayed. We're on track. And then now we're into this year. I tend to be a feast person, feeling that we're going to go out on a feast day or any time before that. So I'm just saying, as I feel, that's the last day. If we hit Feast of Trumpets, then we're going to be back into next year. But so like anytime now, anytime, especially with all the stuff going on, to Feast of Trumpets, I feel like that is sort of, it's September 25th. I feel like that's the last mark of when we can go, especially based on what's going on now with, it just makes sense, all this stuff with ISIS getting crazy. Now you've got Saudi Arabia's armies blocking their borders because they don't want ISIS to go into there. It's getting really, really, really out of control with that. So I feel anytime now until Feast of Trumpets, September 25th. So we really are ready, ready, ready. I'm going to go into that with the news. 6.8 earthquake today in Futana, some island out. I don't know where the heck that island. Some island. 6.8 is huge. Actually,
are you cursing at me, Keith? Futana?
Huh?
Are you cursing at me? You said Futana.
No, I didn't know. No. I think it was 7.2. Was it? Wait a minute. I had a 7.2 on my Facebook. These government, oh, man, they're always downgrading the darn thing. It's a 7.2. I had it. I had already clocked it. It was a 7.2. And, no, I love you, Tana. Okay, so here's the deal. Armed U.S. drones over Baghdad. Okay, so there's U.S. drones over Baghdad, over Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabian Jordanian tanks are deployed. Whoa. Because Iraq is against Jordan and it's got a border on Syria. So you've got Jordan's tanks on the border because they don't want ISIS to fall into there. And Syria, and Saudi Arabia's got their tanks ready on their border too because it's getting the ISIS is trying to just kind of sweep through. They also have control of one of the oil refineries. But I had read that the oil refineries, they were not going to destroy them. Instead, they were going to use them to make money to bring their to continue with their whole buying, weapons and all that stuff. So we want the ISIS to rev up the key because if they keep revving it up, that means we're going home. 1,000 Marines joined 6 other warships in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Bataan. Okay. Israel hits Gaza with 12 airstrikes after rocket fire. Wow. So that's crazy. Israel air raid hits the Gaza Strip 12 times overnight, wounding 2 people after rockets fired from the Palestinian territory. My gosh. A lot. Israel's going to be forced to do more now, not just sit back and do these miscellaneous. They've got to do more. Could the Ebola spread to the U.S.? Probably already is. ISIS crucifies 9 men in a serious lepro. Okay, so they're getting crazy. Great white shark spotted in New York waters for the for third time this week. Wow. Okay, economists warn civil unrest rising everywhere. The greatest problem we have is misinformation, okay? So a lot of civil unrest going around the world because of economics. First batch of Russian jets arrived in Iraq. Wow, the first 10 Russian fighter jets arrived in Iraq on Saturday, the country's defense minister said. My gosh. North Korea fires 2 more missiles, and they did not warn anybody about it. Thousands go without water as Detroit cuts service for non-payment. Wow. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, 7.2 has struck the South Atlantic and South Sandwich Islands. No tsunami. I like to see the 7 because the 7s means we roll. Anything under that, they don't register on my radar. 7 and above. But there was one today, that's 5.8, I think. That was in Japan. There was an earthquake in Japan. One of those gets Fukushima shaken. We're really ready to roll. 5.2, Mexico. Okay, a lot of news. Nothing. Nada. So I had another article, too, that I know everybody was very – I wanted to share with people because I know they're really concerned over the red heifer. I just can tell that a lot of the RCC is losing sleep over if the red heifer was okay. So I thought I would share that. Let's see. Jerry and I have been monitoring the situation, so we're going to have a website up soon, 24-hour video to watch the heifer, make sure little things – cute little things, okay. Okay. The red heifer is in good shape. He's doing good. So remember, the red heifer has to be sacrificed within a year. A year, they said year and a half max. That would mean that they have to sacrifice it by a year and a half max, which would put us at the end of 2015. Or a little bit farther, but they'd have to actually, they said preferably earlier, with up to 6 months, so that they can start the temple. They've got to sacrifice it, pour it over the temple as a sacrifice, then they build the temple. So if the temple has to be built within a year and a half, then there has to be a peace treaty before that, which could be a few months before that or 6 months before that. And then before that peace treaty, tribulation has to start and the rapture has to occur. So if you back up all the events, we've got to go now. That's what I'm talking about. Crazy. And I'll keep up. Well, we're going to install a 24-hour hotline number to call about the red heifer, too, just in case everybody's stressing out over it or whatever. So that's the news for today.
Keith, Judy says you're a red cow. She says
I know Judy was stressed out. I told her, don't worry, honey. I'm going to keep up on the red heifer situation. Don't get stressed. I know everyone's stressing out over it, but it's all ready. It's all ready to go.
Red heifer translation today is what she said.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry, what do you have to say about that? Go ahead, Tana.
Are you done, Denise, babe? You said that's it? Because I did a scripture flip today, and I thought it was very cool. I got 2 Thessalonians, starting with 1. I thought I'd read it for all of you, because it's very appropriate, I thought. Starting with, it's 1, but I'll start with 3. Or also 2. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance in faith and all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. This is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. That was 2 Thessalonians 2 through 12. I thought that it's kind of appropriate. I thought God was talking to us in the church with that letter about enduring, and, you know, we're going through persecutions and trials, but, you know, with our perseverance and faith, that we will be rewarded. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go into two, because this is, well, I'm just concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. We ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Do not let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day has not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God shows you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in his glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. That was 2 Thessalonians. So, interesting. Thank you.
You know, God put in my head when you were reading that about perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
If we are fully invested in today, do we still have to persevere?
If we're fully invested in today, do we still have to persevere? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because if we believe it's today, if we're fully in today, then we don't have to spend any energy on persevering.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, persevering is good. We do that. I'm not saying anything. It's a good reading, but I'm saying we're fully in today, it doesn't feel like, when you say persevere, it feels like a struggle. And if you're fully in today, it's not a struggle.
Yeah, well, and persevere means keep on plugging away, keep on plugging on is what persevere means to me. So keep on plugging on. He's coming, so, like, you know, if he's not coming this second, continue on to the next second and the next second, because he's coming and he is here.
Right.
And
we
have crossed the finish line, so we have persevered life, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
So we have crossed the finish line, and we are waiting. But, you know, as far as persevere for me, I take it on the meaning of persevere until the absolute moment he brings us home, meaning, you know, hang on, hold tight.
Keep going.
Keep on going.
That's true.
That's what I take it to mean myself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we don't have to continue to, like, struggle and all that, you know, fighting battles. And I mean, if they're in our lives, we do, but, you know, we just rest in the peace of knowing that we have already won the victory, we have already succeeded, and rest in the peace and give it all to him, because he gives us our glory. He is the glory. So I do have a word that I think Rhea got yesterday. I believe it's from Rhea, I believe, yesterday from our 2 hours of worship with the Lord. And she says, after a whole week seeking the Lord as a refuge from this terrible raging storm, and he finally gave me a word I can share with RCC. This is what he gave me today. I'm coming for a bride who trusts me. Hold on to me in the storms and don't let go. I'm coming for a bride who has chosen me above all else. Do you choose me above all and everyone else? All that matters at this time is your love and faithfulness to me. Don't worry over your future. Everything lost will be restored. Every heartache will be healed. But most important question of the hour is this. Do you love me now above all else? Have you chosen my kingdom above all that this false world has to offer? All that matters at this late hour is your love, trust, and devotion to me. Are you holding on to me? Hold on to me tightly like a lifeboat, and I will see you safely out of the storm into the world, into the new world I designed for you from the foundation of the earth. Yeshua. Thank you, Rhea, for sharing that word from the Lord for us.
Great word.
Yeah, okay. And we have...
Hi,
Alana. Hi.
That's an amazing word. I have an amazing word to read. Alana, she's sleeping in chat, and most of chat is sleeping. Wow, people. Jeez. But anyway, just kidding. This morning, Alana texted me. She's like, you know, basically, hi, what's up? I said, Alana, it's crazy because right when she texted me and asked me what was up, I said, God literally just told me, like literally right when she texted me that he said, and I said, I just made a video. And I said, he told me, what I told you guys earlier, he said, illegals aren't destroying this nation, I am, you know. And so she was like, I can't believe that because the Lord just told her the same thing. So let me read her email. And I asked her if I could read it. She said, yeah. She's like, so she said, I'm coming out of the Stop and Shop, and I'm thinking what a beautiful country this used to be. Now it's just gone to shit. I have to read it as she said it, okay? Sorry if you don't like cussing. Poo-poo.
I was like, Katie's on the line, too, listening. Hi, Katie. Love you.
Hey, guys. Love you.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, beauty. Katie, I was just going to call you. Because I'm glad you're on the line. You better share stuff. I'm just going to read this email, and then I want to hear what you have to say, Katie. I miss you. Anyway, so Alana's like, now the country's just gone to shit. People being selfish, et cetera. And I'm thinking, we can have changed this. We should have changed this. We let this country go to shit. And she said, and then, I kid you not, God said, like right
when she was thinking that it's our fault that the nation is going down, God said, no, I did this. And that's what he just told me today. He's like, I am not illegal aliens. I'm ruining this country. Anyway, and it's much more problems than just the, you know, illegal alien thing. I'm just saying that's what he told me today. We obviously know there's a lot more issues, but that is a huge one right now. They're trying to make everyone hate each other. Anyway, so she sent me this email. She said, and it was just so much, I couldn't handle it. And then I pop on this vid, and you're saying the same damn thing. And I'm thinking, God is saying the same thing to all of us at the same time, and I'm so beyond getting creeped out by that. I'm not even surprised. She said, you know, because it's just happening so much. And because we are, the rapture-centric church, we're all kind of like becoming one in spirit. And I'm noticing that. We're kind of like, we can almost complete each other's sentences, you know. Anyway, she said, anyway, I just tootled down the road saying prayers for you, prayers for Stacy, prayers for Pat, prayers for Keith, prayers for Jerry, prayers for the whole church and the whole world like I normally do. Checked YouTube and there it is. I had been praying, you know, that God would drop his favor on you today, and then there's a whole a shitload of videos is what she said. She said, I'm so beyond being surprised. And I honestly didn't expect that. I thought today when my son was gone and I had a minute for myself, I was going to clean and just sing to the Lord. I was going to play all my favorite, you know, songs, Katy Perry and all these cool songs. And then he was never quiet. He talked so much that I had to interrupt my cleaning to make all these videos. And so, you guys, thank you, Alana, for being such a prayer warrior at our
church,
you,
Alana.
You know.
Thank you, Alana.
You
know,
yes, thank you, Alana. Our pastor knows that we need the prayer. We really need prayers, don't we, guys? We need prayers.
Amen.
I don't know if you guys noticed.
And if anyone can offer Stacy some financial help, she would really appreciate it. Her phone is going to be cut out in 2 days. She has to pay her phone bill.
What does she need?
There are bills that have come up for her, so she and her car just got smacked. If anyone can send some financial help to Stacy in prayers,
what does she need?
What she needs for the phone, Tana? And does she have a PayPal?
Yeah, her PayPal account, stannleak at yahoo.com. Stacy, STACEYANNLEKE. Stacy Ann Leak at yahoo.com. It's her PayPal. If anyone can help,
too.
She'd greatly appreciate it.
Tell them to post it in the chat room, Tom.
Yeah, I'll post it in the chat as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
But prayers, if you cannot financially send prayers, you know, because God is our provider and he will not let us suffer. So
we help each other.
All our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes, he uses us all to help each other.
And knock and the door shall be open unto you. So,
right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Stacy's needs and anyone else. Thank you for supplying all their needs, Lord Jesus, because you are a provider. You have us in your hands. And you know who needs it in RCC's family. So thank you for providing supernatural favor and blessings upon the whole RCC family. I know there are several people out there who are not saying anything, but thank you for providing for them. You know who they are, and you know their needs. So thank you for providing your supernatural favor and blessings upon them, my Lord Jesus. You have us here for a reason still, and here we know you provide for us. And today we welcome and receive the favor of God. We welcome and receive God's blessing today. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. There is nothing like your favor. We welcome and receive your favor. Everywhere we go, we walk in your favor. Today we have the favor of God and we have the favor of man. We thank you for your favor, Father God, Lord Jesus, and we welcome it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you. Praise you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Sorry that this Holy Spirit is filling me. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Katie, what has been going on with your life, love? Welcome. We love you.
Hi, Katie.
Katie, are you still there? Katie's a
Hey, sorry.
Right
I was
now.
On the other line. Okay.
Hi, honey.
Fine. Are you talking
to Judy? Hey,
will
y'all talk to me?
Yeah.
What did y'all say? Sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering what was going on with your life. We love you. That's
what
I was
saying.
Oh,
things are really good. God's really, like, man, I'm just so lucky. I'm so blessed right now. Things rough for a little while, but now everything's been really good, and I'm just, you know, waiting for him to come. I just know he's so close.
Great.
And, has he flirted with you? Any big flirts?
Yeah, well, the other day I was asleep, and I was, like, kind of halfway asleep, but I was praying. I was like, God, you got to give me a sign, like, about the timing of your return again, because, you know, in the past, he's done so many things, like, so many miracles that I don't really need any more proof because he's already, you know, done everything, so... But I was like, God, can you just give me a little more signs of your the timing? And I had just redone my bedroom, and I had moved the clock that God's been, like, messing with a little bit, and I forgot that I had put it by my bed. And it was one of those things where I was like, Lord, can you give me a timing of your return? And I think I was, like, halfway asleep, halfway something. I don't know, it was more like a dream, and I woke up, and then I looked at that clock, and it was on midnight.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa, because, see, God had moved the hand from the 6 back to the midnight.
Mm. And then when you looked at it the other night, it was on the midnight again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Really cool stuff.
That's awesome. I love
it. It is awesome.
I love how he flirts with you. He leaves you messages on your phone. He does that stuff with your clock.
Yeah. He knocked on my door again. One day my mom was kind of yelling at me about something, and he knocked on my bathroom door. It was really funny.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. He knocked on your door, too.
Funny.
Oh, he's awesome.
So how's everyone else doing? Are y'all hanging in there?
Oh, yeah.
Hanging in there is a good word, yes.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
Yeah. Been good.
Well, I know a lot of people are just struggling to find jobs, and it's just really hard right now.
Are you just doing the tennis thing? Are you just
teaching
tennis right now?
I am, but it's so hard to get, you know, the word out there, and people will say they want to take me, and then they don't really follow through. It's not a very consistent job, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's what the Lord wants me to do, because I just have time to do, like, things that, you know, I want to do, and it's been good.
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 Well, and you're still living with your parents, so that helps a lot, though. You know,
yeah, I live with my parents, but actually they're in New York. My whole family went to New York, and they all wanted me to go with them, and I was like, no. And my brother and sister were like, why don't you want to go to New York? And I was like, I just don't want to go. I just want to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why? Why? Just give me a good reason why you don't want to go. And I was just like, I don't really want to go.
That's a good reason.
So...
Because
anyway.
New York is going to break off or going to be swallowed by a tsunami. And so.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right. A big whale's going to come and eat up. Okay.
So we know everyone will be safe in the bride, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounded like you wanted that time away, though, Katie, kind of time away from everybody, too.
Yeah, it's really nice, actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. Oh, yeah.
But, Yes.
Well, guess what, Katie? We're going to marry Jesus soon.
I know. I can't wait.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, dear God.
I keep having pretty profound dreams, but I just know the Lord's been giving me a lot of dreams, but I don't remember them. But he's definitely still coming.
Yeah.
Real.
Awesome.
I haven't been really keeping up with the news much today. What's been going on? Do y'all know?
Lots of earth. Yeah, Keith just did the news. ISIS is still going, and
We had a 7.2 earthquake. Some island.
Oh,
somewhere.
I heard there was one in Arkansas or Arizona, one of the two. There was an earthquake there.
Yeah, diverse places. And then ISIS is just getting crazy. Saudi Arabia is bringing their troops up on the border.
Yeah.
So ISIS can't get into that border.
Right.
And then, so is Jordan. And then ISIS has already taken over one of the Baghdad oil refineries.
Yep.
They want to profit off of it. They want to sell the oil.
They're very wealthy to begin with.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're the most well-funded terrorist group in the world. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they take
got
so long to get going
kinds
now,
of backers.
Then?
They, somebody's backing them. They didn't say who, but somebody's backing them with money.
Yeah, even some of the towns that they're going into,
yeah.
They're restoring the water supply for the people and, like,
mm-hmm.
setting the town back up to normal. So they must have some cash.
I know. I saw that.
And the debacle file, Netanyahu, or whatever you say his name, Israel may expand operations against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Sunday that after Israel Air Force carried out 9 overnight counterstrikes against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the IDF stood ready to expand this operation if the rocket barrage continues Saturday. One of those rockets started a blaze in a Sirat paint factory and burnt it to the ground, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Well, my sister met somebody, I guess in Philadelphia yesterday, who's on the run from Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
This man was like, I got to find out more information. I haven't had a chance to call her, but apparently this man started venting to my sister about how he's on the run from Obama. Apparently he had some information that I don't know if he was working for Obama or what, but he said he was on the run from Hillary and Obama and that they wanted to kill him or something.
Oh, my goodness. He must have something important.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe the birth certificate stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
When I find out more information, I'll let y'all know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
On that ISIS uh-huh. stuff, Keith. No, it's Keith. I was just going to mention on that ISIS stuff, I saw something today that said over in West, I think it's whatever, anywhere near Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, they're actually having three-way battles between different so-called
mm-hmm.
terrorist factions. And things, it's just like they're just pouring more and more people in there.
Yeah.
I looked at a map yesterday. And they have to be, all these people that are in part of ISIS, they had to have come in through Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And that has not been discussed very much at all, where all these people are coming from, but they had to be coming in through Turkey. That's really the only way they could have gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
And that adds Turkey to the mix of all the countries that are somehow or other mixed up in all this stuff. So I think they're just... the Saudis and the Jordanians, you know, these forces are getting closer, you know, right on their borders now. And that also means they're getting closer to Israel. And I think that's the ultimate
Yeah,
goal.
that's not too good.
Well, I read somewhere that ISIS, there's an article called ISIS crucifies 9 people in Syrian villages. Apparently a lot of, like, crucifixions or something. Real bad. I don't really understand it all, but some man was like on some cross for like 8 hours or
wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're using those, you know, that threat. They're being ruthless and threatening to squash anything that come their way against their way. They must have. I didn't realize they were so big though. There's so many people behind them. I always thought they were small. It's just crazy.
Hmm.
Right.
They say the Iraqi troops outnumber them, but they're scared to death of them or something, and they're leaving the towns unguarded you know, and it's a battle between the Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shiites. I mean, that those three factions alone want to kill each other, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And we still have our troops going over there. I think we sent a warship over.
1,000 troops or something, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 300.
Right.
The embassy.
A thousand today, yeah, Tana's right. They sent another 1,000 on the
wow.
The boat.
I just read there's 12,000 in Jordan.
Wow.
Of U.S. troops.
We'll be
plus a bunch of F-16s. So.
And the drones.
And the drones.
They're over there. They're in Israel. We know they've got thousands in Israel right now.
I think that's how they're going to take ISIS out, really, is by the drones. Just aim them down and kill them. I mean, it sounds terrible, but I bet that's how they're going to do it. They're going to do it by the drones.
Yeah, except
they
I think
track
Obama,
them where they are. Yeah.
I think Obama is running ISIS. So.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So.
You're right.
There's no way to tell what's going to happen over there because we only get at most half of the information. And
right.
But what you can do is you can assess the overall situation, and it's obviously getting more and more complicated. And there's obviously a lot more people, militant Islamic so-called warriors, there now than there were at any other time. And they seem to be pouring in by the bucket loads. I know, and they're pouring in from other countries, these, you know, like young Muslim kids
mm-hmm.
who, you know, basically have money and no purpose in their lives. Like, you know, basically wealthy teenagers that have no purpose, they're being attracted to all this stuff because it's an adventure. And so they're coming in from London and all over the world to pour in, you know, for, you know, guts and glory, you know. And,
unfortunately, they have Americans too that are interested.
Yeah.
Recruiting Americans.
And they're not threatened, you know, they're Islamic to begin with, they're Muslim to begin with, so they're not threatened by that aspect of it. But you know,
we out of here.
But what you can see for sure is there's more and more warriors going into that area, and the single one thing they can all agree on is they don't like Israel.
Oh wow, that's true. That would make sense. Poor Israel. But God will protect her.
Isn't their plan to go into Israel after they hit all those countries, right?
They named a whole bunch of countries. They said, we're taking Rome, we're taking Turkey, we're taking Israel, we're taking this one. They named off a whole bunch of that was on the video today. And they're threatening New York, they're threatening everybody.
Are you serious?
They're dead serious. They're going to take Israel. Yeah. Well, over, you know.
Try.
I mean, Israel, they can try, but they're not going to make it because
when were they
that is eye on them.
When were they going to overtake Israel?
Oh, they're just putting out all these threats. That's all. They say once they conquer, they're going to go after Rome. They're going to go after New York. They're going to go after Turkey. They named, like, all these places. Some of them I didn't know where they were, but Israel was, Israel too, we're going to take it too, we're going to go there too, you know, just try. Not going to be pretty, if God has his way. You keep your hands off Israel.
Well, there is a time before all this winds up where Israel, either through, most likely through military power, basically decimates the populations of all of the surrounding countries, with the possible exception of Egypt, and including the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And that, you know, it's right in there. There is a point where it's very clear in prophecy that they take control of all of that land, all of the land that God originally promised them, and more. And that is before the final battle. That's before the end. So that's sort of what it looks like to me this is leading up to is, and part of Jordan, not all of Jordan. And so I think these people are populating those areas and taking it over, and the only real wild card is whether the Syrian leader, Assad, can maintain his power. And I think that's yet to be seen, but I'm certainly hoping we don't get the answer to that question. I think we'd probably be otherwise occupied at that time.
The other great problem is Syria has no water. Because of the Euphrates, the dam, and the drying up, and they're very, very violently angry over the water situation. Yeah, they're being denied water. And that's going to cause a war right there.
Well, there's so many different things going on right now that I don't know how they can keep their own players straight. And maybe they can't. You know, maybe God's doing that too. You know, maybe
my goodness.
The Rapture Kitty's talking to us.
Let's get
she's angry, huh?
let's get a date from your kitty, Pat.
Oh, wow. No, she's. I don't know what her problem is.
Okay.
If she doesn't get her own way, she lets you know about it. She's usually very sweet, but, boy, she's got a meow. She'll be outside my bedroom door at 3 in the morning. Ow! I mean, bad. 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 And I say, Lord, she's just a cat. She's 15 years old. She's just hungry. Now, don't kill her. Just get up nice and feed her. Right. I have to have this talk with myself. I'm serious. And the dogs, when they bark, especially the big one, I mean, it's enough to just put you... But the love, we love them so much, you put up with the noise. I think. I'm trying.
It's a new
need a farm. I need a farm. I can put them all outside and just say, hey, run around out here and make noise. Dear God. And none of them are mine. They're everybody else's pets. You know, that. I mean, I have to... Oh, never mind. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm praying for my patients that I don't kill my cat. Oh, she's driving me
children
nuts.
Children and pets.
Yeah.
So you're
yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. I don't think I could do it again. Sorry, Lord. I love babies and children, but, honey, I don't think I could do that again. I'm just, I don't have the patience anymore. You know, we'll learn enough. Dear me.
Shall we do some communion, and then Mama Pat, yell at you, read what you wanted to.
Yes, Keith sent me this really good one that was from Lana. I think you guys will like this. It'll just take a couple of minutes to read. I'll do True Life in God tomorrow if we're still here, because I want to read from that. That'll just wow you. Oh, my goodness. It just gets more and more.
All right, let us do communion, and then I'll play a song, and then you can come back and read the word that you got.
Sure, sure. Love to.
Right, let me just get my song queued up. Okay. There's so many good songs on here. All right. Let me see. Anyway, so thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We worship you. And we thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allowed sickness and disease and poverty and depression to be taken onto your body while you were scourged and beaten for us. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you because of your bloodshed on the cross, Lord Jesus. All of our sin, all of our iniquities and transgressions were washed away because of your bloodshed. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and please forgive us our sins. Forgive us if we are doing anything displeasing in our lives that you consider displeasing, I should say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We thank you for 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You want to take your bread, break it, and eat your bread. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." We thank you for your bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. Drink your cup. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you. I'm trying to find the song that I want to play for you, Lord. So, Mama Pat, why don't you go ahead and read your thing first, and then I'll find
okay.
the song.
This is from Lana Vosser. Again, this lady likes to rhyme, so just bear with me. I sense the enemy is working very hard to remind the people of God of their history. We'll remind the enemy of his history. He doesn't have any future. To remind them of the past so that they will not move forward fast. Okay. I sense the enemy is attempting to lock people into condemnation, shame, and guilt from the past. The truth is, as you have gone to Jesus and repented for things past, you are forgiven. You have stepped into the forgiveness of the Lord. Do not let the enemy take your eyes off the prize of Jesus and his calling for your life. Keep moving forward. There is such a shift and momentum happening right now in the body of Christ, and one of the greatest alignments and moves of God the world has ever seen. And the enemy is attempting to do all he can to disqualify the people of God, and he is pulling out all the stops. Oh, we know that. He is not going to win. He has already lost. The enemy is attempting to remind you of your history because you are moving into victory. Every time the enemy comes to you whispering or yelling history, you declare back to him victory. Do not let him take your eyes off Jesus and the alignment that is happening right now. The body of Christ needs to be alert in this hour and correctly positioned for all he is releasing. The anxiety, fear, hopelessness, and despair many are feeling has come from a part of their heart that still carries unforgiveness and shame towards themselves for things of the past. It is time to shake those off. Do not allow them to be in your life anymore. Go deep into the presence of the beautiful one before your amazing daddy and watch how he embraces you, how he wraps his arms around you and melts away all condemnation and shame and restores you to victory. You are victorious because of what he did on the cross. It is a matter of stepping further into it. The Lord is really restoring the image of the Father in this season. He is restoring his image as Father in the lives of his believers. The goodness of God is beginning to be preached all over the world. The people of God are beginning to see how good he is, how delighted in his people he is, how much he loves his people. The banner of his love is truly being raised over the body of Christ and world like never, body of Christ and world and the world like never before. And his love is the answer. His love is the answer. I sense many have been wondering what the answer is going to be to their struggles, trials, problems, etc. His love is answer. His love takes care of everything. He is compelled by his love and goodness to provide for you, to care for you, to restore you, to vindicate you, to position you, to open doors for you. There is nothing that his love cannot cover. His love covers all things. The answer is his love, and these love encounters with God as daddy are the keys that are going to bring breakthrough and unlock things of the past that have not shifted. The people of God are going to step into fullness of who they were created to be and what they were created to do as they encounter his love more and more. We, as the body of Christ, need to be continually positioned before his throne, knowing him, loving him, hearing him, and really soaking in his love. I saw many of the people of God who are still carrying hurts and have had bad experience with fathers in the past, with the fathers, were before the throne. Okay, let me read, I'm sorry. I saw many of the people of God who are still carrying hurts and have had bad experiences with fathers in their past before the throne, worshiping and loving on him, but too afraid to move too close to him. I'm one of them. I saw that these ones were so afraid and hurt and also carrying so much condemnation and shame that it was keeping them from his loving embrace. Isn't that sweet? With his eyes of love, he was yearning for them and calling them to come to him, that he is safe, that he is loving, that he is perfect love. I need to know that too. And there is no darkness in him. Need to know that too. And he would not bring harm to them. I saw him begin to speak words of life over those ones. Love, cherish, adored, blessed, favored, forgiven, destined for greatness, called for such a time as this. Beautiful, amazing. I saw each word coming from his mouth, carried by the angels and released over these ones. As they were released, it was like colored sparkles, glitter, falling upon these ones, and the wounds in their hearts were beginning to melt and heal. The walls were coming down, and the fear was melting away. Then I realized that those colored sparkles, glitter, were the promises of God. As each word was spoken, they would take a step closer to him, till eventually they found themselves at the foot of the throne. Then I saw the Father lean down and kiss them so gently and lovingly on the forehead, with tears of such love and delight in his eyes. Once that kiss touched their foreheads, they leaped into the lap of their heavenly Daddy. There was such joy between these ones and Daddy God. They were laughing and hugging and crying like they had not... Oh, it's so hard for me. They had not seen each other for such a long time. There was such a joy, a tremendous reunion. See, I have a thought problem, too. It's okay. This is happening right now in the body of Christ. As the people of God position themselves before him, I'm sorry, guys. The great reunion and restoration of Father, Daddy, God is taking place, and experiencing his love at that level is the answer. You are going to sing as you rise on eagle's wings. It's almost finished. As people of God truly encounter him in this season of Daddy, as they encounter his love again, they are going to sing as they rise on eagle's wings. There will be such a joy, such a peace, such a feeling of freedom and feeling light that they won't know themselves. They will feel completely transformed. In order to step into what the Lord is doing in this hour, he wants his people to truly know his love and him as a good father, and that revelation is going to change the world. One of the greatest revivals of all time has begun and is picking up momentum. As the body of Christ, it is our job to make sure we are positioned. No more condemnation, no more being locked in your history. It is time to move into victory. Okay, I got through it.
Thank you. Ilana's saying thank you, Pat, that was speaking to her right now, so thank you for reading that. So thank you,
sure.
Jesus. You are worthy, and we're going to worship.
Thank you.
Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like a roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Then he added, These are the true words of God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Thank you. We worship you. You are amazing. Amazing worship and chat. Everybody, we just love you at the RCC. I'm going to read some of them. Yeshua, worthy King forever and ever. You are awesome, Jesus. And then someone says, Praise you, Jesus. Sweet, wonderful, worthy King. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is our King Jesus. And you are holy and powerful, amazing, Lord. There is no one like you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence and for your love. Yes, just amazing. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty protection. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Praises to you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and guidance. So many. We just love you so much, Lord Jesus. We just can't wait for you to come take us home and run into your arms and give you huge hugs and just live for you as your brides forever. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We just love you so much. Anyone? Is there anything that anyone wants to say? We have 5 minutes left.
I have a beautiful reading from Nancy DeMoss. I'll take 1 minute to read it. I wanted to read it. When you hear this, you're gonna go wow. Is that okay, honey? I could just take 1 minute here. Nancy said, Ernie Cassuto received a surprising invitation from a man who had run a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. Ernie was a Dutch Jew who had suffered in that very camp. When Ernie was still in prison, he was struck by the forgiveness that Jesus showed, and he asked God to help him to learn to forgive. Now, years later, he got that opportunity as he visited the man who had persecuted him. His former jailer was now very sick and struggling to breathe. Ernie writes, A voice from inside me said, Go kiss him. When Ernie kissed his oppressor's forehead, the elderly man started to weep and apologize. Right there, Ernie led his former jailer to Jesus. This amazing display of God's redeeming grace would never have taken place if Ernie hadn't taken seriously Jesus' words, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, Matthew 5:44. True story. That was beautiful. Yeah, on forgiveness. For him to do that and lead him to Jesus, the one
thank
who
you.
Persecuted him. Yeah.
We just love you, Jesus, and we know that we are in your hands and that nothing, weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us and doesn't we condemn. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, and thank you for always being with us and never leaving our side. You say you never leave us nor forsake us. We just thank you. In the spirit of, I'm going to end with a song. In the spirit of the bride, say, come.
Come,
Lord.
Come,
Jesus.
Oh,
we love you, Jesus.
Get us, Lord.
Oh.
Praise you, God. Love you,
love
Pat.
You everyone.
Love you, everybody.
Love
you, everybody
you,
online in chat. Love you all.
Thank
love
you
guys.
Love everyone listening. Love everybody online. Thanks for calling in, Bryce, and sharing your amazing things.
Thank you, Tana.
You're welcome.
You, Tana.
Love you, Jesus. We love you. Jesus loves you all. Father God loves
Thank
you Tana. All. You.
Yes.
Love you. We worship you.
Love you, Jesus.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. But don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So, if you're mad,
Jesus, standing by us. love you. I love you, my
friend. Amen.
Pat. Have a blessed day. I'll see you in the air. And love you, everyone.
Amen. Jesus. Group hug. Group hug, everybody.
Yeah, group hug. Remember Jesus to everyone listening. He was there for you and will always be there for you. Just run to him. He's got you.
Amen.
Father God,
he sure
does. They love you, and they want you to go into heaven and be there, live with them for eternity. Run to them.
Amen.
Run to Father God.
Amen.
Run to Jesus. They're what matters. The way, the truth, the life. No one gets to the
just
Father.
Just the way you are, just go to him. Don't wait till you're pleased with yourself. He says, just throw yourself into my arms, just the way you are. I came to heal and restore, so don't be afraid to just be in those arms.
Amen. So love you all. Love you, everyone.
Love you all.
Love
everybody.
Jesus, love
we'll talk
most.
More if.
My Father God and Jesus love you most of all. So I'll see you in the air, Mama Pat. See you all in the air.
Okay, sweeties. All right. Love yous all.
Bye.
Hi, New York. I love yous all. I love yous all.
I love yous all.
Oh.